Ah, well, good morning. It's 6:30. Yeah, 6:30 a.m. on, what is today? Wednesday, the 19th, 2019. That would be June 19th, 2019. 6/19/19/06/30. And, I've been up about... I got up at 5 because I went to bed last night at 9. And I got a really good night's sleep. And I got a lot of stuff I want to do today. But before I get stuck into any of it and get sidetracked and the morning slips away, I figured, well, what the hell? I've had my toast and peanut butter. I've had a cup of coffee. I'm going to get the walk in. I'll be home before 7. And then I can sort of stick myself into the various tasks for the day. The big task for the day is Cape Grace. I've got the image of what I want the Jimmy Pirano line to look like in my head. And I want to get it down before I forget it. Because that's one of the two missing pieces. For those of you who don't remember, Jimmy Pirano is the Pirano man on planet. He's the overall supervisor of the fisheries. And so he's got this problem. So I'm pretty stoked. And then I've got some stuff that I'm going to do with you today. So it's going to be a full day. And I want to get the mechanical stuff out of the way before I get too distracted by things that are going to take all my attention and sort of insulate me from the outer world. And if you can't tell, I'm really pushing this morning to get back. Unzip the sweatshirt. I was kind of nippy when I first started out. 58 degrees, the official temperature is like 54. But it's not overcast. There's this little patches of blue sky, but it's mostly cloudy. It's like 7/8 octals of cloud cover. Most of the sky is covered with thick gray clouds. So, hi, good morning. So much to do, so much to do. So what else? I'm almost done with Good Omens. I think I'm on the last episode now. I can't really predict how the ending is going to be. But I'm pretty sure I know what the ending's going to be, at least in gross terms. And I'm still watching Lucifer. I watched a couple episodes yesterday. And every episode I watch seems to be even more and more formulaic. So the bad guy is always somebody they talk to at the initial crime scene. It's some minor character that comes on to point them sometimes usually in the wrong direction. And so the first person that they bring in for questioning or threaten with an inch of their lives to begin with, the first person is never the guy, it's never the girl, it's never the person who's done the deed. He's always somebody else. And so that person points them to somebody different. And that person is never the right one either. But that's the clue that they need to go back to whoever it was in the beginning that they talked to, who didn't look like they could possibly be the murderer, in order to arrest that person as the murderer. And then there's always a subplot about Lucifer and the murderer's motivation is always related to the subplot. For some reason, my nose is running off my face this morning. Now, for those who haven't seen Lucifer, I'm sorry, I probably should have said spoiler alert. But the Lucifer subplot is always about how Lucifer is changing, evolving in his relationship to humans, in his relationship to his brother, and to his insight into his father. One of those, sometimes more than one. And so the season arc, the Cinderman arc, makes me think I know who Cinderman is. We've already met him. We have to have already met him. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. And he has to be a character that you would not expect, but has some sort of tenuous connection to the guy. And so I'm pretty sure I know who the Cinderman is. And the only, you know, question is, well, there's two questions. Am I right? Number one. Number two, how did they go about discovering this person who is part of their periphery? It's actually Cinderella. So, I don't know if I would have been quite so sensitive to how these plots are put together if it weren't for reading the Robert McKee's story book. And in a certain sense, it's kind of, I won't say it's ruined my pleasure in watching these shows, but it's definitely changed my viewing experience. And if I think about it, it's like, well, yeah, of course, it's not going to be the first person they find, because the first person they find, if they did, then the story would be over, and the show wouldn't have anything to do for the next, I don't know, 35 minutes or so. And it's not going to be the second person for the very same reason, but it's going to be the third person, because they don't have enough time to introduce a fourth. And it sort of follows the general story structure of second act, three tries and you're out. Well, that's an interesting smell. What is that? I don't recognize it. It's a floral smell. It's really, really quite delicious. So I did do my morning exercise, my morning walking meditation this morning, and tried very hard to stay in the moment. Failed. Failed miserably, because I kept going back to thinking about Jimmy Pirano and the story and how the pieces that I need to add in relate to the pieces that are already there, and why the pieces that are already there are sort of the anchors. And what I need to do is go back to the earlier part of the story and do a little better setup, and then to the end of the story and round out that storyline. I also have some stuff I have to do with Sarah, because the way things are going right now, the story with Sarah in Cape Grace does not match up with the story that Sarah tells in Half Share. Now, I can't retcon Half Share. Well, I could, but I'm not going to. Half Share. So what I need to do is come up with something that actually explains what Sarah sees versus what everybody else sees, and why Sarah has this perception. And one of the themes of this book has always been, from the very beginning, my view of what this story was going to be about, is how two people can observe the same set of facts and come away with two diametrically opposed visions of what those facts represent. And so that's always been one of the things that I wanted to explore. It's always been in the back of my brain what this story was about in terms of Sarah's arc and in terms of Otto's arc. And then the sort of parallel arc with Jimmy Pirano. God, I wish my nose would stop running. I don't have my handkerchief with me. Tedious, tedious, tedious. Of course, part of it is I am pushing so hard. Yesterday was 4 mile day. Today's going to be a 4 mile day. I'm going to try to get as many 4 mile days as I can. I don't think I've got enough days left to make my 100 miles. Unless I do a couple of days in the middle. So maybe do a couple 2 mile days in the afternoon. But I really don't, you know, 100 miles in a month is just my sort of target. If I fail to make 100, if I only get 80, okay, you know what? I got 80 miles this month. I have 10 days left. 10 times 4 is 40. So 40, if I have 60, I don't know if I have 60. We'll see. I have to go add them up. I didn't add up yesterday, the day before, I don't think. But in theory, 10 days times 4 is 40. That'd be 40 miles. 40 miles if I've got 60 miles. Yeah, that would be 100. So, I don't know. We'll see. The whole thing is arbitrary. It's a false importance issue. It's just sort of a can I do it issue. It's a challenge to myself because walking is really important. Walking is really helping me. Walking is really making a difference in how I relate to everything that's going on around me. But the other thing about walking is I always come back to the back gate. That point where I say, tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.